The Amazing Hologram. Beloved one, you create a miracle in every moment. You bring the focus of your consciousness so completely to what you believe to be your reality that you temporarily exclude the allness of you and you walk in the hologram you call your reality. You say, this is my reality. This is who I am. This is the employment that I have or that I am taking a vacation from. I am defined by my family, my ancestors, even by my descendants. I am defined by all that I experience. By focusing so specifically upon the present hologram, you temporarily forget the all of you. As you put focus upon your employment, professional, your family, it is important to you, and it defines you for a time. But it is not who you are, and it does not define to the exclusion of your reality. In truth, the reality of you is what allows you to fashion the experience you call reality. You have certain interests that you like to follow, and they add to your description of who you feel yourself to be. These interests, passions, change from time to time because you have decreed, as the holy child that you are, the expressive one come forth from the divinity of you, that you will experience a myriad of adventures. Your hologram is the most wonderful extension of you. Creativeness is you. You are very creative, and you have seen this as you have come through the various stages of life, this lifetime and other lifetimes. You have seen how creative you can be. You have been creative in bringing forth the friends and the ideas that you throw around with the friends, like in a certain game. You have an idea, and you toss it to another one. You say, what do you think about this? They play with the ball, and they throw it back to you, or they may throw it to another friend. After a while, when it comes back to you, it looks a bit different than it did in the beginning. For in truth, if you could see one of your sports items, such as the basketball, and could actually see all the fingerprints that have ever been placed on that basketball, you would see that it is a world in itself. Everyone who has touched has left their imprint on it. It is the same with an idea. You have an idea. You put your imprint on it, and you toss it to someone. They catch it. They put their imprint on it. And then they throw it perhaps to another one, and they add their imprint. You play with the ideas, and sometimes you integrate them into your hologram, and they change the hologram until it is different than it was the day before or a year before. Now, you are wanting to know, what is reality, capital R? Who am I? What am I? Why am I? How do I work with spirit to the place where I know myself to be as a drop of water in the ocean? A drop of consciousness in the all that is. There are times when you are in meditation, when you are first waking up in the morning, before you are all totally focused on the day, when you get a feeling of allness, of non-separation. Now, I know there are many of you, and as soon as the eyes are open, are focused upon this reality. Allow yourself a moment or so when you first wake up to spend a little bit of time that the world does not own. A little bit of time when you can look at the hologram of what you have thought yesterday to be and what you have thought that this day that you are waking up is going to be, to the place where you can see yourself going forward in the day in love, in peace and joy, knowing and affirming that everything in this day works to the good for you. You will find that that day will work for the good for you. Even if something that previously you would have called a snaggle happens, you will say, well, I have decreed that everything in this day works for the good for me. Therefore, this has to be good. Now, where is the good in it? And you will find it. You will find that it has a silver lining. Even if you are sharing the bed with someone, allow yourself to stretch out and take the deep breath and inhale the spirit that you are. Inhale the joy that you are. And then, when you get to a certain place where you feel really good about yourself, not worrying about who you have to see or what you have to do, or how much you have to get done in that day. Knowing that you are always being taken care of, you are always being guided. Then you can leap out of bed, ready to face the day, not only to face it, but to enjoy it, to interact with it as the creative divine one that you are, making that day as you go along. In truth, every day is unwritten until you start to write it. Now you have tested this for yourself. There have been some days when you thought you had to do such and such, and then something happened, you did not do those things. You rewrote the script for that day. Perhaps there was a telephone call that changed everything, and the whole day was rearranged, and you rewrote that day. In truth, no day is written before you write it. There is a miracle that you use in writing each day. It is called the miracle of choice. It is the master secret, and we will speak more of it later. You always have choice. You are free to write every day. It is interesting when you get to the end of the day and you look back on it and you say, "Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know he was going to call to me. I didn't know that this was going to come in the mail for me. I didn't know that an opportunity was going to come, one that I didn't even know existed. But this opportunity came today. There have been certain things I have been hoping and wishing for, and they have been taking their time getting here, but today they got here." So remember that each day you are rewriting, creating your hologram of that day. If you want it to be expansive, it can be as expansive as you allow it to be. You can write into that day whatever you want to write in with no judgment, only the freedom of choice. You will find that this sets you free from the world. In every moment you have choice. I am not just saying this because it sounds good. I am saying it because it is true. And you will know it as you use it, as you practice it. Every day you make the hologram that you live within. If for a moment or so you slip into another dimension, and I have seen you do that in meditation, or even as you are doing some of the household chores that do not take all of your attention, you let your mind wander. You change your hologram, your reality, because you have opened up a window in it that allows something new. Practice opening up the boundaries of what you have thought to be true. Sometimes you have said, "This is my truth. This is all of it, and I'm staying with it because I know it. I don't like it, but I'm staying with it because it's mine." Well, you can make something else yours because you have choice. The hologram is a reality that you live within as you believe it to be true, and you can expand it in any moment. For example, right now, imagine yourself to be in a garden. Look around. What flowers do you see? Are they short? Are they tall? Is there grass? Are there trees? Are there birds in the trees? Okay, come back. For a moment, you changed your hologram. You made a side trip off to a peaceful garden. Perhaps you saw tall flowers. Perhaps you saw short flowers, different colors. Perhaps you saw small birds, perhaps large ones. You can return to the garden anytime you want to, by choice. Even if you are right in the middle of a toe-to-toe agreement with a co-worker who is describing the 1, 2, 3 of what has to be done. You can breathe and go to your garden, eyes open. Ah, I'm in my garden. Oh yeah, okay, yes, I hear you. Okay, 3, okay. And do not worry if you miss the first 2 because usually whoever is counting off the 1, 2, 3 of what has to be done is going to repeat himself, and that is human nature. Never do you miss anything. Your hologram is often like a sponge. It can take in whatever you choose to take in. You do not have to take in the muddy water. You can take in the light water, the clear water. Your hologram is like the sponge, and even sometimes without thinking about it, you absorb what the world wants to give you. As each day is unwritten until you write it, your future is unwritten until you write it. If one door seems to be closed, or 2 or 3, look somewhere else. There is always a blessing in everything, even if it seems to be a little bit hard to find. Even if it takes a bit of patience, even if it seems that, no matter what I try, it never works. I know you have felt that way. That is the human understanding. No matter what I do, it never works. And then one day something works and you say, "Oh my God, truly, oh my God, things have changed." And who has made them change? You have, by choice, by believing that you have choice. And by acting on that choice and being happy in each day, even if that which you have been programming has not quite come to you yet, having to exercise, remark on that word, exercise patience. Using patience gets easier the more you experience it, the more you exercise it. You get to the place where you say, "Well, it hasn't happened yet." But the desire is out there, the intent is out there, and it will happen. Meantime, I'm very happy with whatever I am doing. Because if that which you have programmed has not happened yet, you are free to enjoy where you are. And you do not have to hurry up and do something else. You can enjoy just breathing. When you awaken in the morning, those extra few minutes that you give to yourself, breathe, yawn, expand the body, expand the lungs, especially for those of you who are the side sleepers, and you are compressing the lungs during the night. Throw open the arms and allow the lungs to expand and breathe deeply. The body will thank you for it. No matter how you sleep, allow yourself to expand with stretching the muscles and wiggling around a bit as you first sit up in bed. Wiggle the toes. toes have not been wiggled all night, unless you have had certain dreams where you have been very busy. But for the most part, toes have not been wiggled during the night, so allow them to wiggle, to exercise a bit. Every part of the body, stretch it out. Invigorate the body with breathing, with allowance, and with choice. And remember that the hologram of that day has not been written until you write it. So be it.